Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The U.N. Office on Drugs and Crime said Thursday that Afghan opium cultivation has jumped 64% this year, and that drug exports now account for nearly two-thirds of the Afghan economy. The U.N. report also said that U.S.-occupied Afghanistan currently produces 87% of the world's opium, that one of 10 Afghanis is directly involved in the opium industry, and that cultivation has now spread to all 32 provinces. The day before the report was released, U.S. drug enforcement agencies asked Congress for nearly $1 billion to fight the opium trade in Afghanistan, up almost tenfold from current levels. The U.S. plan calls for eradicating 50 to 70,000 acres of poppy fields next year. In addition, Chairman of the House International Relations Committee, Henry Hyde, called for the U.S. to expeditiously create counter-narcotics battalions to target Afghanistan's opium industry. In Kabul, Afghan President Hamid Karzai has announced his opposition to proposed U.S. plans for aerial spraying to combat poppy farming. He has promised to send experts to examine complaints that the U.S. has already begun spraying in Nangarhar province. The Independent reports that in Jalalabad, in the past 2 months, just talk of eradication has pushed the price of opium up from $70 to $400 per kilo. Today's Houston Chronicle reports that international officials fear that Afghanistan is on its way to becoming a narco-state like Colombia. However, PBS reports that narcotics trafficking accounts for a mere 3% of Colombia's gross domestic product. The new UN report informs us that nearly two-thirds of U.S.-occupied Afghanistan's GDP comes from illegal drug exports. The UN also reports that in 2002, the average Afghani income was only $184 per year. If we take away two-thirds of their economy, they'll each be left with just $74 a year, or about 20 cents a day. This is Glenn Greenway, reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Criminals get so emboldened, rip you off thinking you're holding. Can't tell the policeman what you know. Got no recourse to the law. Bad guys duct tape and beat you. They're just looking for that easy score. They will rob, rape, and kill you. Because we got no recourse to the law.
This is Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.